most of us don't write by hand much these days. It's been a while since we've become more comfortable with keyboards than pens. But do you remember the first time you laid your hands on a keyboard? At the time, you probably thought, oh, this is taking too long. It'd be easier and faster to just write it out. And at the time, probably none of us knew that keyboards, keypads, would become such huge parts of our lives. It's kind of like the first time we rode a bicycle, or the first time we drove a car. At first, everything is so daunting and overwhelming, we can't help but think, I can't do this. How does anyone do this? But before we know it, it becomes so natural that our body takes care of it all without us having to think where to put our fingers, where to put our feet, what to do with our arms, etc. I think it's like that with Mondays as well. When we open our eyes in the morning, we think, ugh, it's Monday again. I can't do this. How am I supposed to make it through another week? But before we knew it, our bodies went into auto mode, and look, here we are, already at 5:10 p.m. I'm Lena Park, and this is One Fine Day. Welcome to One Fine Day with Lena Park. We started today's show with 자전거 or bicycle by Jeongin and Gary. Happy Monday, everybody. I hope you guys all had a wonderful weekend. Those of us in and around Seoul got to enjoy some fantastic fall weather all through the weekend. Hope you got to enjoy it to the fullest. I wasn't in Seoul for most of the time, or for I guess a third of the weekend or half of the weekend, because I was down in Gapyeong area doing a concert. Yes, I know. I can kind of already predict and sort of got a sneak peek. A lot of people are going to comment on the festival performance I did over the weekend. So we'll get to that in a minute. But weather was fabulous everywhere, as far as I know. And there's something about the sky. Like, I almost feel bad taking more sky pictures. So I restrained myself on the drive to Gapyeong, even though I couldn't stop staring at how beautiful everything was. I couldn't even pay attention to my news articles or my phone, whatever I was doing at the time. Because that high fall sky, there's nothing really like it. You really just have to see it for yourself. I feel very fortunate to enjoy such a beautiful season here. Speaking of weather, though, how is it where you are? What'd you do in the weekend? Do you have plans for this new week? Look, for those of us here in this time zone, anyhow, we're already at the latter half of Monday, so no need to be blue about it anymore, because we've got that out of the way, and then we can look forward to another week zipping by us. So let's not let it fly by too much. Let us have some wonderful moments to be captured within there. All right, it's time for our global roll call. Got to get things rolling here. So tell me where you are, what you're up to today as you're tuning into today's show. Your song requests, as well as your 사연들, stories, anecdotes about anything and everything are always welcome. Nothing is too trivial. Anything goes. Just message me on Kong, right on the message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr, or leave a comment on our latest posts on Instagram at KBS One Fine Day and Facebook at facebook.com/EnglishKBS. If you have a Korean phone number, you can also send a text message to #8150. A regular SMS text will cost 50 won, and a long text or MMS message will cost 100 won per text. In part two of today's show, We'll be joined by music critic Youngdae Kim for our look into the world of K-pop from the outside. Yep, it's our Monday segment, K-pop Inside Outside. Surely hope you join us for that. All right, I'll be back now with today's Where Are You after another song. Here is Baek Ye-rin with 다시 난 여기. Here I am again. One Fine Day is coming to you live from Seoul, Korea. Right now it is 5:23 p.m. Another beautiful day here. It's still pretty warm in the daytime. Warm enough where you don't really need a jacket. I actually saw a guy waiting at a stop sign with shorts on still. Yeah, but long sleeve on top. It's kind of that awkward time. Right now I'm talking to you in the studio, located on the fourth floor of the main KBS building in Yeouido, Seoul. Where are you? It's time for our roll call so that I can find out where in the world all of my listeners are and what you're all up to right now, aside from listening to the radio. Where are you? Jaeyeon Cho Park writes, 안녕하세요, 정연 누나. I'm at work right now, and I'm so busy these days. I didn't even have time to write in English today. Did you get some rest after Saturday's performance? That performance was so good. I'm addicted to your live performance of 다랑이. Since I recharged on Saturday, I'll work up the strength to work hard this week. All right. Ah, yes, it was a really good show on Saturday, was it not? It was the first of its kind, a festival that was basically all ballads. Mm-hmm. A ballad festival. Come on, that's a good idea. I actually felt bad for everybody out in the audience because you guys looked really cold. Jeongsugo72 writes, I'm feeling under the weather, so I couldn't go to work today. I hope I'll be better by tomorrow. I could see your breath while singing over the weekend. You're all right, right? Yes, I am. Everybody was worried because when I was singing, it was so cold. I mean, I think it was maybe it was about 13 degrees, right? And outdoors, but it was nighttime, high altitude by a lake in the mountains. So it was 13 that felt like 10 degrees. Mm-hmm. Everybody was wearing padded jackets. That's how cold it was. But fortunately, I was so busy singing and expending a lot of energy, so that kind of helped keep me warm. Listener Alicia Y writes, I'm so excited because I just did a handover for the only account I dislike working on after 7 months of committing to it daily. From next week, I'll be taking off that account entirely. I guess I was lucky because I got a new line manager. She's newer than me and works closely with me on a different account. And I mentioned to her I didn't particularly enjoy that account. So one of the things she did was to discuss with the COO about removing that from my daily tasks. Previous line managers did remind me several times to speak up if there was anything I didn't enjoy, but I was always too scared to. And I would say that I'm just happy with everything, so one thing I've learned from this is that open communication is key. Yes, I think line managers want to know what you are not happy with because they know that they will get better productivity out of you if you are more committed to something, right? Than when you're doing something you hate. So it's not about being nice, right? It's actually important for your job to be honest. All right, Taipei Warren says, hello, DJ Lena. I'm so bored in Houston and counting down to October, but it is my last week. Yay! All right, well, last week, right? So one more week to go and then you'll be back. That's something to look forward to. Well, I hope you enjoy what you have left of your work stay there. 정택근님 writes, I plan to go straight home today. I got my flu shot today and I'm hoping I'll be fine tomorrow. Good idea. Definitely reminds me I should get that flu shot over with sooner than later. Yes, that's for sure. Alright, song requests. Our first request is from Hajinism, who says, 언니, I want to listen to How Far I'll Go from Moana, Crushes 가끔, Percents, Weekend, Ives, Every Sweet Day, all of them. Okay, well, they're there. I think it's only fair we play one request per listener per day, so I'm gonna go with Percent. We haven't heard his song in a while. And then we have Mizan Rahman, who wants to request Highlight with Calling You. Thank you, DJ, and have a nice day. Thank you so much for writing in. Thanks for your song request as well. Let's listen to them. First up, Percent with Weekend. And then after that, Highlight with their song Calling You. That was Highlight with their song Calling You, and before that, Percent with Weekend. Speaking of the weekend, Johnny writes, Hello, the weather here was sunny and breezy this weekend, so I went to a Renaissance festival in Ohio. You may already know, but it's a little village where they have crafts, food, and many performers on many stages that are all loosely themed on old Europe, including a big jousting event. My favorite show was two female singers with drums who harmonized continuously and sang about Norse epics. They put on a good performance for a small audience. It's still a pretty nerdy activity here, but successful each season. Do they have anything there with reenactments or festivals for a specific Korean historical period? Oh yeah, definitely so. Renaissance Fair. I had always wanted to go to one, but I never got to. And I had all the costumes and everything. You know, my little peasant dress and stuff like that. So glad you got to go, enjoying a beautiful fall day, I think, in Ohio. Here we have in Seoul, mostly Joseon era stuff. If you go to a palace here in Seoul, we have a few palaces here because it was the capital. Changing of the guards every day. It's pretty cool, very colorful looking. There's also lots of royal procession reenactments throughout the year. But other parts of the country have different events about different eras, whatever it was impactful to them, right? Sometimes we'll have like really old school, I mean, literally ancient kind of like festival-like things where we have ancient Korean acrobatics going on, tightrope walking, that kind of stuff. Pretty cool. All right. Dorini writes, I don't know if this is a good thing or bad thing, but it is the end of the month. I am so incredibly busy that Monday blues feels like a luxury. I'm working so much that my wrist hurts. I just want to go home. Oh no, don't get that carpal tunnel. I assume your wrist hurts because you're at the computer. Put on something, you know, to help that wrist. Yeah. Monday blues being a luxury? Wow, yeah, that really hit home for me there. Well, fighting, Dreamy. Yulbro1317 says, 언니, so pretty. Oh, thank you. Referring to this random selfie. You know, I had all this, like, makeup on and I'm all dolled up. Well, just gotta take a selfie before I wash it all off. Literally, 5 minutes after that picture, I was completely makeupless. Mm-hmm. Yulbro writes, I'm at work as usual. I don't get any days off, but I'm grateful to be able to work. Fighting, everybody. My song, my request song, is my elementary school age son's favorite song to sing. It is 밤하늘의 별을 by 경서. All right, let's listen to 경서, 밤하늘의 별을 for our next song break. Shiny Star. You're listening to One Fine Day with Lena Park on KBS World Radio. Listener B1074 writes, Hi, 정연님. I put off today's tasks and had fun outside. Now I have to work late into the night after dinner. But I'm in a good mood because I got to enjoy the good weather in the morning. Saturday's performance was good. All right, so you were there on Saturday as well. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Chisukim0801 writes, Hi, Nuna. How was your stage last weekend? Hope it wasn't so cold because I saw breath when you were talking and singing. By the way, I finally got my driver's license last week. All right, congratulations on your driver's license. Yes, I guess apparently you could really see the cold breath coming out while I was singing on Saturday. It was that cold, but luckily, it wasn't too unbearable for me. Yubi Nico says, On Saturday after the festival, I was on my way to buy some snacks with a friend when I saw you in front of an elevator. My eyes popped, my hands and feet froze up, and all I could get out was, oh, oh, oh. I couldn't say anything. The performance was the best. Perfect. I would have regretted had I not gone. It was so chilly, though. Be careful not to catch a cold. Yes, I was pretty worried, but luckily it was okay. Phew! Yes, and it was a really good performance. It was a great festival in general, I think, because the organizers also being a musician, Pakaki Sambenim, he really, really cared about our experience as musicians. So he went really out of his way to make our audio conditions really, really good. So we could all hear ourselves. Usually we can't. So we all had a lot of fun. My band members, they just had such a good time because they could hear themselves. You don't know what it's like. Just most of the shows that we do, especially outdoors, we can't really hear what we're doing. So it was nice. It was really nice. We got to enjoy it as much as you guys did. Yumi Jung writes, Onni, how was the festival? It looked so cold. Wasn't it hard singing for an hour? Well, thank you for the great performance, though. I watched the stream. Please stay healthy and sing for a long, long time. I'll always be tirelessly rooting for you. All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in on the live stream for that festival. Thanks for the health wishes. Yes, hope we all can stay healthy. Definitely so. I'm Kelly writes, How is it that the highs and lows are so extreme? Before going to the festival last weekend, I looked up some feedback from participants on social media. There were a few comments on the low temperatures during the nighttime, and some of them suggested bringing a down jacket or something similar. Well, I thought, oh, it's too much because of the summer-like temperature during the daytime. Yes, I should have listened to their suggestions. To be a little bit exaggerated, I was almost frozen to death. Seeing your breath while you were singing, I was worried whether you would be okay or not. But that breath really suited the sad songs. It multiplied the sadness. Anyhow, thanks for another beautiful memory. Oh, yes. Even though my outfit looked pretty light, I was layered up like crazy. I was literally wearing maybe like 3 layers on the top and 2 stockings, not one. It's a little trick. 2 stockings or 2 pantyhoses. Not comfortable. No, not sure. I was bound up like a mummy underneath my dress. And also like heat packs taped to my back. And also bright lights on the stage and the energy from you guys and the energy from my band players really actually warmed me up. They warmed me up. It was a miracle. So I'm so glad that that happened so that I could get you guys a better performance. All right. I hope you don't catch a cold. It was pretty cold. Here I am, 0203, writes, 안녕하세요, DJ Lena. How was your weekend? I made a day trip to Balladang from Busan. It was a bit tiring to make the trip to and fro, but the performance was so, so wonderful. 오늘도 화이팅입니다. All right, you came a long, long way to catch that trip, but it was a very beautiful day, and it was a very beautiful kind of atmosphere in general, so I'm hoping that you recovered and that you'll have a nice memory there. Listener 4392 writes, Hi, 정연님. It was cold on Saturday, but it wasn't cold thanks to you. It was great to see you again for the first time in a long while. The weather's nice today and you look so pretty in your picture. My request is 너만 예뻐 by Standing Egg. Well, thank you. That's very flattering. All right. All these OFD listeners were all there at Baladang. It was really nice to share that wonderful performance and beautiful space together. Now, for our next request, it is listener 4392's request. Standing Egg, 너만 예뻐, prettiest one. They're different, but not entirely. Two different songs from two different parts of the world. It's like they belong to a parallel universe. It's time to listen to a couple of songs that are seemingly nothing alike, but actually somewhat similar in one way or another upon closer inspection. One K-pop track and one non-K-pop track. It's Parallel Universe. Today, we'll listen to two songs that share the title, Runaway. We'll start with the K-pop song, Runaway, by Pentagon. Now, this idol group first came into the public view in 2016 through a reality TV show and quickly grabbed people's hearts with their fantastic vocal skills and eye-catching performances. Today, they're known as a boy group that writes and produces their own music. And as such, their song Runaway from their 2017 mini album was no exception. And, you know, this song is actually not about running away, but rather it's a hope-filled song about never giving up despite uncertainties and preparing for a new beginning. Here's a bit of the words. I never say give up. I could never give up. In this stopped world, I can't cage myself anymore. Run away, run into the fire. Run away, I can't be stopped. All right, interesting. It's like he's a runaway, right? Getting into the fire and away from whatever is holding him back. All right, as for our non-K-pop song, we will listen to Runaway by American rock band Bon Jovi. Formed in New Jersey in 1983, this legendary band was huge all throughout the 80s and 90s. They've been credited with bridging the gap between heavy metal and pop with style and ease. Their song Runaway is their debut single. It was originally recorded back in 1981 by John Bon Jovi with session musicians, but when the song became a surprise radio hit in 1983, this song was what paved the way for the official formation of the band Bon Jovi. All right, that's kind of a fun fact. The song became the first single from the band's self-titled debut album and became their first top 40 hit in the U.S., with many to follow. It tells the story of a young girl who gets so little attention from her parents that she runs away from home and lives on the streets. Here's some of the words. All your life, all you asked, when is daddy going to talk to you? But we're living in another world, trying to get your message through. No one heard a single word you said. They should have seen it in your eyes, what was going around your head. Oh, she's a little runaway. Daddy's girl learned fast all those things he couldn't say. She's a little runaway. All right, here we have a literal runaway in this song. Let's listen to them both back to back. First up, Runaway by Pentagon, and then Runaway by Bon Jovi. The That was Bon Jovi with Runaway. And before that, Pentagon with Runaway. I can imagine the Bon Jovi song was inciting a lot of nostalgia or a lot of, oh my gosh, I forgot this song existed. Yeah, I don't even remember the last time I heard this song, but I was suddenly like 8 years old again. Chung Sung also said, it's been so long. I listened to this song until my cassette tape was totally damaged. Oh yeah, when you listen to that tape would kind of like, ooh, get degraded and, aw. But it's fun. Fun stuff. All right, those were, of course, our Parallel Universe songs today. Now coming up in part two of the show, we will be outsourcing some outsiders' outstanding understandings of the outrageously complicated world of K-pop. Yes, music critic and ethnomusicologist Youngdae Kim will be joining me for this week's K-pop Outside. I'll be right back with part two after one more song break. Here is Kim Sejong with 집에 가자. Let's go home. Welcome to part two of One Fine Day with Lena Park. In a moment, we'll be getting an expert outsider's view into the world of K-pop with music critic Youngdae Kim, so don't change the channel. Let's take a quick song break so Youngdae can settle down in here. Here's Daybreak and Lucy with Siyundap, The Answer. The world of K-pop is ever-changing and ever-evolving. You think you're keeping up, but all it takes is a blink of an eye before you find yourself playing catch-up. Fortunately, we know some folks in the know, experts who can help us stay on track by sharing their secrets from the inside, as well as their well-trained views from the outside. It's time for K-pop Inside Outside. Welcome to this segment that is designed to help us keep up to date while learning a little bit more about K-pop and from two different points of view. Now today, to share his views from the outside, we have music critic, ethnomusicologist, and author Youngdae Kim joining me. Welcome back.
Hi.
I haven't seen you in a while. How have you been?
Yeah, well, it's been a
few weeks.
Yeah, pretty busy, mm-hmm. as usual.
Yeah.
So I'm writing a new book.
Oh.
And, yeah, I mean, same.
Yeah.
Writing, listening to mm-hmm. new songs, mm-hmm. catching up. Yeah.
Let's see who's joining us here. We've got Kim Jisoo, Taepaewon, KYB702, Alicia, Jongsonga, CNM, Nisi, all says Youngha.
Youngha.
Now, when you're writing a book, you're not a novelist. It's not a story, but
right.
I can imagine it being just as involved.
Mm-hmm.
Do you start with like just scratching down notes constantly all throughout the day and then organizing them later? Like, what is your process?
Well, yeah,
do you sit down and give yourself so many hours during the day to work on it or something?
Yeah, you're right. I'm not a novelist, but I have a kind of different pressure as a music critic because, I mean, music is like a secret code, right?
Yes.
So you have to, you know,
decipher.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be so much harder than writing a novel. You can just make up whatever you want. Here you have
right.
to get things right.
I'm totally depending on the work that others already created. So I have to analyze it,
right.
You know, while I'm thinking, mm-hmm. maybe I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
What if?
Right.
So a lot of different, you know, type of interpretations in a takeaway.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the concern. That's
right.
the kind of major concern that I'm always have.
Oh,
you know,
that sounds very stressful.
Yeah, I have to be confident as a critic.
Right,
but at the same time, you know, there's no 100% guarantee
sure.
Regarding my own interpretation. So
mm-hmm.
when I write a book,
yeah.
you know, that's a hard part because, I mean, it's not like I have my thoughts, mm-hmm. but those are not the words.
Right.
You know, that's just a thought.
Right, thoughts.
So sometimes you just spend the whole, like, months and months to wait the right words and
analysis. Well, that is actually something in common with fiction writers.
Yeah,
poets,
yeah.
Lyricists.
Yeah, similar in that way.
There's a stanza that I've been working on. It's been almost a year.
Yeah,
still waiting for it.
Right.
Sometimes
I'm very concerned. Sometimes I'm very confident because, I mean, I know that at some point, some way, somehow, it comes to you.
Yes.
But the editor and publisher,
they're
concerned.
They're looking at their calendars and going, the clock is ticking.
So I always
it's
say,
true.
Yeah.
It'll come.
It'll come. Don't worry.
I love that. I completely can relate to that because when I'm trying to figure out lyrics for something, there's this hole, right, in the middle of something, or you don't know how to end it out or something. But yeah, at the end of the day, I feel the same way.
Go ahead.
It's gonna come.
Right.
And it always does. It really does. It's kind of cool.
What are some of the songs that
every song?
I mean, you have the most difficult time, like, finishing it.
Uh-huh.
In terms of, I don't know, lyrics?
Lyrics-wise?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I think the Korean lyrics are much harder for me to write than the English lyrics. Because English lyrics, when I write it, I know if it's good or not. I go, that sounds pretty cool. But with Korean lyrics, I have to ask about 10 people, is this okay? Does this sound stupid? And I can't tell for myself, which is really strange because I can judge lyrics that come in and say, oh, yeah, this is bad. But when I write it, I go, is it bad? I don't know.
It's hard to know.
So those are the hardest. But I do get a lot of help, if only for just grammar. I think The Other Side, that song that I wrote, that was really, really tough to write.
Okay.
Because I just didn't know how people said things. There's a line that I said, yes, we're kind of poor. We're always out of rice. And then everyone looked at me, and they're like, we don't say that, Lena. We don't say 쌀이 부족하다는 건. We don't say that. I don't know, really? Yeah. Then what do you say? Just say 돈이 부족하다. Just say money is... Oh, okay. So I changed that, you know. Stuff like that. So, yeah. But it always comes.
Yeah.
It always comes.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
So right now, I'm just waiting.
Ooh, I like it. Well, waiting, we're waiting too. We're waiting. You're waiting. Editors are waiting.
Just brainstorming.
Yeah.
And also it depends because I'm honestly I'm writing a new book about BTS. It's a part two. So it all depends on their schedule as well.
Yes.
You know, about the new release.
And what if they do something and you're like, oh, I gotta go and change it.
Yeah, I have my own narrative and theories and ideas, but depending on their plans and their new release.
It's like writing an autobiography of someone who is still living.
I was wrong.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
things like that.
That's a tricky one, but I'm sure especially ARMY will be extremely anticipatory of this part two to BTS. But BTS aside, it's not BTS that's making huge entertainment headlines. And in fact, you brought them in for our first song of the day.
It's Blackpink.
Blackpink. Congratulations to them.
Yeah, congratulations, first of all.
Making history.
I don't know. We're living in a totally different world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I keep saying this because I just can't believe.
I know. Even every day.
This.
Even as we're saying it, we still really can't believe it, but it is. This is life as we know it.
Blackpink topped the UK chart a few days ago.
Yeah.
Then topped Billboard 200.
Yeah. Album chart.
Album chart.
Yeah.
So two different, the album chart from two different continents.
Yep.
And I mean, UK and US top both chart.
Right.
It's the end.
That's it. You're done.
What more can I say?
Time to wrap up shop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I've noticed that the entertainment headlines were really focusing on the fact that they're a female group.
That's another great accomplishment. It's really huge because, I mean, in K-pop world, everyone knows that, you know, boy band, they have some edges mm-hmm. in terms of sales.
Absolutely.
You know, fan support.
See, that's the thing. Yeah. Even if female groups are popular, mm-hmm. it's the male groups who always are better on album sales. So basically, right. they're more profitable.
Yeah, yeah.
So the fact that, for me, the biggest thing that raised my eyebrows mm-hmm. was the Billboard 200 albums chart. Mm-hmm. Right? The profitable. It's right. kind of a big deal.
Usually, boy bands, people consider, you know, boy bands as more of a kind of, you know, fan-oriented
right.
type of,
that's true.
You know, performers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
While girl groups are uh-huh. more, you know, targeted for a general public. But Blackpink actually broke that kind of dichotomic mm. idea. Because, I mean, yeah. they have one of the biggest fandoms in the world.
Blink!
And also, they're mm. widely popular among general public as well.
That's
so
true.
Whenever I talk to the friends in the UK mm-hmm. and in the US as well, you know, Blackpink, for some reason, they are regarded as just a top star.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, not just K-pop, top K-pop group, but they're just
stars.
Top celebrity.
Yes.
You know, that's really, that itself is an important accomplishment.
Very, very different distinction.
Yeah.
Important
they
distinction.
They talk about Blackpink as they talk about other American,
right.
like, entertainers.
Yeah. It's like, you know, on the level
Gomez,
of...
Selena Gomez, Britney
exactly.
Spears,
exactly.
now Blackpink. So
sure.
they're actually replacing the, you know, mm-hmm. most... you know, popular yeah. female pop artist
absolutely.
In the world.
Position. Like, there's not even any label like, hey, K-pop,
no.
hey, idol,
no
or
more.
Anything. They're just Blackpink. And
yeah,
that's,
they're just Blackpink.
That's pretty amazing in and of itself.
I never imagined.
Yeah. And this is how cool and top celeb they are. Their actual title track from this album can't be played on radio.
A lot of...
They just don't care. Because I think there's like yeah. a 19 sensory advisory
that's,
warning.
That's probably
Lyric
the most obvious
warning.
Difference
yes.
From the last album.
That's
so
true.
The first album, first yeah. full-length album that was released a few years ago,
right.
it was more about introducing themselves to the world.
That's true.
But now, it's all about swagger, confidence.
Right. They're
you
know who we are, right?
Yeah.
All right, so now we're going to just yeah. go do our thing. So which song did you bring in for us
so
today?
So probably one of the most... general public friendly or broadcasting
friendly
song
yes.
called Yeah, Yeah,
Yeah. Yeah, Yeah,
it's nice 80s throwback mm-hmm. with a lot of, you know, 80s pop synthesizer and effects. It's, yeah, you will love this song.
All right, let's listen. It's one off of their chart-topping, record-breaking album. It's Blackpink with Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. That was Blackpink with Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. Listener Jum Jum says, hey, is this Blackpink's 신곡? Nice.
Yeah.
It is
nice.
One of them. Their album is released and you can check them all out. Kim Ji Seo says, totally retro, right? Almost like kind of Scandinavian pop.
Yeah, yeah. I don't see any sign of K-pop-ish K-pop sound.
Yeah, yeah.
At all.
That's true.
I mean,
it does sound very poppy.
Yeah.
Very poppy.
Yeah. I think mm-hmm. that's one of the... Well, because, I mean, today is the day of Blackpink,
yeah.
and everyone's asking the same question. Why
sure.
Blackpink?
Yeah.
What's the charm? What's the charm? But I think, you know, two big reasons. Mm. One is their music,
yeah.
you know, looks and everything, the visual, they're universal.
Yes.
I mean, you don't have to have any, like, special taste, right? to love them.
right, right. That's true.
you know, it's yeah. it's for everyone.
That's
it's,
true.
You know, the visual itself, you know, it's for everyone. But the other part, other charm is that it really fits to the taste of this, like, visual-oriented Instagram generation.
Mm, mm.
I mean, they're glamorous.
Mm.
You know, sometimes they're very, you know, charming,
they're,
you know, cute.
Well, that's the thing. They're multifaceted.
Yeah, multifaceted.
They have it all because they can glam up, but like you said, they're also super cute.
Right.
And dressed up, dressed down. They're just appealing.
Dress up, dress down. Yeah.
And it's different. Yeah. And it's different all the time. So it's never the same with them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Probably that's I don't know. It's maybe a kind of K-pop trait.
Sure.
Because, I mean, in the U.S. or mm-hmm. U.K., mm-hmm. you usually have one side.
Yeah.
Either you are glamorous mm-hmm. or you are kind of cute.
You have that right overriding image.
Or sure. you are evolving one image to
another.
Into another.
That's true. That's
but
true.
Blackpink, they're kind of simultaneously
that's
cute
true.
And sexy and
that's
glamorous.
True. That's true. Luxury brands.
Luxury
but then
brand.
If you check out Yeah, 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 we're looking at the music video. They're in like hoodies and ball caps and
yeah.
they look adorable.
Yeah. but the thing is that now K-pop, you know, South Korea has that kind of group
that's
in pop
true.
Music. I think that's
it's
really
amazing.
Huge.
Yeah, totally amazing.
Yeah.
They are a world phenomenon.
Who's your bias?
Really
who's your bias?
Who's my bias? Like, who's my favorite?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I really like the Jennie.
Okay.
There's something about Jennie. I had a photo shoot once a long time ago. Mm. Not a long time ago. Last year. That's a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
This wonderful photographer named Pyo Ki-sik.
Mm-hmm.
And he, after he photographed me, he was like, I see some Jennie in you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can see it.
So after that moment, Jennie became my favorite. Of Blackpink.
Yeah.
There yeah. is. I don't see it.
But... Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Okay. All right. But we got to move along. I don't want to, but I'm just kidding.
You know what? This sounds yeah. really weird, uh-huh. but whenever I see you,
mm-hmm.
I see mm-hmm. my second one, my daughter.
Daughter, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
But you know what?
Why?
She kind of looks like Jennie in a way.
Really?
So, I don't know. There is
that
some...
That is weird.
So, I don't know.
It is weird.
I don't know.
Weird, because we obviously
don't
weird. Look anything alike. The photographer, he said there was something about certain expressions that I make.
Yeah.
That reminds you, or something in the eyes.
I think it's the eye.
You know, or something.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go. My favorite Blackpink. I know, I love all of them, all actually. And I like them
because
they do have different charms and they're all talented in very different ways. Sometimes you're like, who's singing now? I don't know, because they all sound the same. They don't.
What about Lisa?
Lisa, kudos to her too.
She's a history self because she's from Thai.
She's from Thailand.
She's doing K-pop.
Yes.
And she's doing hip-hop.
Yes. She's, yeah.
So I saw the other day, I saw mm-hmm. the kind of title when yeah. Lisa topped the chart.
Yes.
You know, Thai K-pop... You know, Thai K-pop artist
yeah.
Lisa
yeah.
at the Billboard hip-hop chart.
Right.
What an amazing headline.
It's amazing. Yeah, all of them are fantastic.
It's,
Oh, we're going to spend the whole hour on Blackpink, aren't we? We got to move on to our next group, who are also...
Another Billboard 200 mm-hmm. top three artists.
Absolutely.
And, you know...
It's their new one.
You and I really...
I love them.
Love
I love them, school. But I never know if I should really say 127 or 127.
127.
Okay, 127.
Yeah.
And in Korean too, right? 127.
127.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how they read it.
I had to watch YouTube videos to find out because I was invested. Wanted to get it right.
Yeah, I mean, new album came out, and
wow.
they're great as usual.
So talented.
I think they're.
I think they're evolving a little.
Yeah, and also they return to their. Sort
of roots.
Roots.
I like that.
Modern, edgy,
super
neo
edgy.
Side. Yeah, that's how
very
they put
experimental.
It. Experimental.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I love a lot of different songs from this album.
Mm-hmm.
And I chose, in particular...
Yeah, not the title.
Not the title.
Yeah.
But you know what? I highly recommend this song.
Yeah.
I think this is 127
mm-hmm.
itself.
Uh-huh.
It's very... you know, not catchy.
Mm.
Not definitely not catchy
mm-hmm.
in K-pop sense.
Sure.
It is experimental.
Yeah.
It is highly kind of elaborate
oh.
and advanced in terms of chord progressions.
I'm already excited.
Yeah. The R&B produced by none other than Damn Joint.
Mm-hmm.
Who's known for it's very kind of, you know, it's experimental and very aggressive, but
mm-hmm.
at the same time, they have those kind of silky, you know, elaborate R&B vibe.
Right, it's true.
It really
that's
fits to
their vocals
their
really lend itself
absolutely,
well to the genre.
Absolutely.
I love it when they get very bold and very experimental. Let's listen. Here's NCT 127 with Time Lapse. That was NCT 127 at their best, trying this and that, time lapse.
Can I love you feel it.
It's so, like, so silky
so
ribbons.
It's silky and dreamy.
Voices. Very right? silky. Oh. I love it when they do stuff like this, when they're like, I don't know. I feel like they think, hey, this one is not for the market. This is not for, radio play. Let's just kind of use this track, use this space on our album to just do what we want. Just go there. But those are the ones that I like the best.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. I mean, absolutely. It's not for kind of Korean general public. You know, it's not definitely not their taste. Definitely not.
Not Korean, the chart's taste.
Chart taste and also not.
Chart-friendly.
Korean-friendly.
Not radio-friendly. But we love it, and we're going to play it a lot here.
Yeah, there are a lot of, like, you know, YouTube reaction videos.
Oh, yeah.
And they're so crazy, especially the African-Americans.
Yes, and they listen
Black
to this.
Fans, yeah. They're crazy about this.
Are they on it? I love it. It just makes me feel so good.
Yeah.
Makes me feel good. All right. We're going to switch gears now a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Switching gears, and we're going to go into a sort of an in memoriam I can see through our playlist today in loving memory of
Park Jung-un.
Go Park Jung-un-nim. Yes.
Yeah.
Passed away very suddenly last week.
Gone too soon.
Yes. I noticed that you did not bring in 오늘 같은 밤이면 his stick signature hit
and also 먼 훗날에.
And 먼 훗날에. But really coincidentally, I don't know if listener Jerry actually knew this or not, but he randomly requested this song. So we listened to it last week. So I feel like we're all kind of prepared.
Before he passed away?
Just like 2-3 days after he had passed away. Yeah, it was all of a sudden. So I feel like since we got that song out of the way last week, we're ready to dive deep because, you know, I only expect the deepest from you and your insight. In fact, I don't even recognize the next artist's name in the next track that we have.
Yeah, it sounds like the name of
O-jang-bak.
The person, but it's not. Oh Jang-bak.
Oh.
Yeah, it was such a massive hit. Radio hits back in my days, my childhood.
Uh-huh.
It was, one of those most requested songs
on,
Pyeori Binnaneun Bame
Bame Disco Show. I think if I hear it, I'll probably know it, but I just didn't recognize Oh Jang-bak.
So, Oh is Oh Seok-jun, the composer of this song, and also a very famous singer-songwriter late 80s and early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And Chang is Chang Pil-sun.
Yeah,
but she is in this particular song. She is more like a kind of backup singer.
I see.
Yeah, but the highlight would go to Park Jung-un. At the time, he was a newcomer. He was a new artist.
Before he debuted as a solo artist, he was in Oh Jang-bak.
So
is this how
he already had a first album, but it didn't really receive any attention.
Wow.
But this one. You know, it was a commercial kind of breakthrough for Park Jung-un as well. But the song itself, it was from a movie called some president. Good Morning, 대통령.
Okay.
Good Morning, President. Uh-huh. It features Lee Sang-un, Lee Che, as a main protagonist.
Wow.
But the movie was not
a huge hit.
Not a huge
hit.
But
the song.
But
took
the
off.
Song took off.
Ah, I
absolutely.
See.
This song. I don't know. After hearing the tragic news, I listened to this song, a million times before, but it just hits
suddenly after the fact in
suddenly
retrospect.
So sad and so emotional song is.
I can see that already. I mean, the title is When Tomorrow Comes. That is kind of sad. And he did die so suddenly, so
did you
it was kind of a shock.
Did you know him?
I didn't know him. I have met him several times throughout his career, throughout the years. One connection I have with him is my very first manager was his manager at his peak.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And so he would always talk about 정훈이, 정훈이. And for some reason, because he worked with Park Sung-hoon, he thought that made him an expert in Korean-Americans.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's how I thought.
Yeah.
But, well, wasn't like that?
No. We would only meet in sort of like a work capacity, you know, like maybe coming and going, or I go to his dressing room and I say hello. That's about it. Never really had even a conversation, but heard a lot about him from my manager. It's like listening to someone about someone's ex, you know, always talking about.
Okay.
And talking about, you know, basically his struggles and how he always was trying really, really hard, but sometimes the odds were stacked against him.
I think that's the saddest part.
Yeah.
I mean, he was trying so hard to go back.
Right.
And, you know, go back.
Everyone who knows him loves him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just loves him, has the only affection and fondness
for him. He was good hyung,
yes.
good friend and
yes.
good oppa.
Right.
So, yeah.
So we have a little kind of in memoriam here.
Sure.
We're going to go back, and this is going to be the breakthrough hit that kind of put him on the map and paved the way, opened the door for his future successes. So in a way, his life followed the title of the song.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Here we go with 오장박, 내일이 찾아오면, or When Tomorrow Comes. That was 내일이 찾아오면, When Tomorrow Comes by 오장박. Of course, you can recognize the vocals of Park Jong-un.
You know this song.
Oh my gosh, I totally know this. I mean, this is a K-pop standard. Mm. You know how like jazz has standards?
Yeah.
This is a classic song.
My Funny Valentine.
Exactly. This is such a classic song that I actually never knew the title of it.
Mm.
I never knew the title of it because I just go, oh, you know that song, the na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na song.
Yeah. but now do you...
Now I know.
You feel differently, right?
Now it is sad.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the title itself, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it.
I had to keep talking about random things to occupy and distract Youngdae so we wouldn't both get too emotional. Because we're at that age where, you know, just go flick, and then we're like, ah, it's too emotional. So
now we are old enough, knowing that the
yes.
expression, the word.
Yeah, we were talking about
When Tomorrow Comes.
That hopeful innocence. And talking about that childlike kind of innocence, that Youngdae, you said it was sad because it doesn't last, but it's also beautiful because it's ephemeral, it doesn't last.
Yeah, maybe it's beautiful because it won't last.
Yes. Oh, I guess I sang this song too. I had no idea. Jung Sung Sa said he listened to my version of 내일이 찾아오면 from 1999. Oh!
Really?
I know, right? Kim Jang-hoon. Uh-huh. Did a version of it on his album, but it was like Kim Jong Un and friends. It was like a bonus track and I did a lot of concert guest performances for Kim Jong Un back in late 90s. He was so kind. Our music is so different, you know, and he's just like doing all his rock stuff, and then all of a sudden he goes off stage, I come on and I sing P.S. I Love You. But he was so nice. He gave me all the chances. He even took me on tour with him. So he actually had me sing, I think, a line.
How's he
or
doing
the chorus.
These things?
I don't know. I've lost touch with him. I saw him on TV recently. And,
well,
yeah.
Okay.
So I hope he's doing well. He's just the nicest guy.
And you know what? I think...
I can't believe I... Yeah. I didn't know that the song was called 내일이 찾아오면, even when I sang it.
Oh, maybe
it
I.
It was on his album, and I think Kim Jong Seo was on it. Yoo Sam
really?
Guys were on it.
Oh.
It was one of those, you know,
Dead
Chang songs.
Song kind of vibe.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Mm. So Lee Jin An Young kind of song.
You know why? I'm so sad at this point because Park Jong. I just recognize that Park Jong Un is that kind of artist. You know, you recognize the song, but you don't necessarily remember the title.
Yeah.
Or the exact details of the song.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, honestly, Park Jong-un, because it was Star Wars time, 1990s.
Yeah.
The full of great balladeers and artists, a singer-songwriter. Park Jong-un was very talented, but
yes.
I really didn't appreciate him you know, as I should.
At that time.
You know what I mean? So...
I think that was generally... He was sort of underappreciated in general.
Absolutely.
In general.
That's where you really have to use that word, underappreciated.
Yes, yes, yes.
We all know that he was a good singer.
Right.
And 먼 훗날엔, yes. You know, what is that, a song? 오늘 같은 밤에. There were hits.
Yeah.
But we don't remember him as we remember Kim Gwon-mo or Shin Sung-un or Song Si-kyung.
True.
But he passed away.
Yeah.
I mean, I just cannot... You know, I'm doing my, podcast. I do a lot of the different interviews for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And he was always one of the person that mm-hmm. I wanted to meet.
Oh, I see. But now that chance is gone.
Yeah, I think
that with the suddenness of it is really shocking.
Yeah.
And in his youth as well. The next song you brought in for us is called 그대만을 위한 사랑.
Yeah, probably one of the, it's one of the greatest, songs of him for me. It has very kind of pop rock type of, the mm-hmm. vibe,
yeah.
rather than kind of folky type of stuff or kind of more traditional ballad style.
Right.
It shows different side of him, but mm-hmm. Always... It's the song, the thing that people might not know is that most of the hits, he composed them.
Right. Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's a singer-songwriter. Mm-hmm. He's a very talented composer, lyricist, mm-hmm. and also arranger. He arranged this song and he composed and written the whole song, most of the hit song. I think that's wonderful talent. And Yeah, I just recommend this song because, this is one of the, less known,
mm-hmm.
Than 오늘 같은 밤이면
얼마나 나래. Sure, not
but
the mega
still,
hits.
But still, you can,
You'll
a
recognize
lot of,
it.
Lot of you
yeah,
can
you
recognize
will
this song.
Really recognize
yeah.
it. I definitely agree. The one of the most underrated, underappreciated
mm-hmm.
Musicians. So we're taking some time to appreciate him here. Here is Park Dong-un with 그대만을 위한 사랑, My Love Only for You. That was Park Dong-un with 그대만을 위한 사랑, My Own Love Only for You. What a fantastic song.
Those high notes,
Yes, he has those incredibly high notes. He has a great stamina because his songs are difficult.
Yeah.
And I just, his chord progressions, he really knew what he was doing. There's some lovely
chord progressions. Right?
Yes, there's... I told Youngdae about 1 minute into the song, I can already hear him negotiating kind of Western pop mm-hmm. ballad styles with Kayo, right? Negotiating those two aesthetics into one thing, but it doesn't sound messed up. It sounds seamless.
That's rather hard.
And then on top of that, adding unusual chord progressions for either genre or mm-hmm. world mm-hmm. aesthetic, very... luxurious sounding, very high 고급스러워요,
Now I can confidently say, we had, back in the 90s, we had wonderful rock vocalists like Shin Seong-woo, Kim Jong-seo, Im Jae-bum.
Yeah. Park Dong-un never got that recognition, I guess.
He was never considered, honestly, as a rock vocalist.
That's true.
But now, listen to this
he's
song.
He's amazing.
He's amazing.
Yeah. He's really amazing. And to the very, very end, the instrumentalists are doing fantastic and exciting things.
And the really clean, powerful tone.
Really,
that's
really
very
nice.
Rare.
Yes, it is. It is very, very
rare. It's not
rare,
raspy,
that.
Right?
Yeah, that's
clear, very clean and powerful.
Clean. Totally. Like a little bit of like Rush.
Yeah.
All right, Jum Jum. It says, this song is nice. This was the era of ballad, right? Ballad 정성 시대.
I miss...
Yeah.
Time.
Yeah, these Kamsung ballads, right?
Yeah.
And Kim Ji-soo, also our younger listener, says, old songs are pretty.
There's some nice ways to put it. Yep. Yep.
Simple and
pretty,
true.
Pretty, right.
Simple and true. And it is true. It is. It's pretty. For all our fancy ways of saying it, we're just saying that it's very pretty.
You know what? Park Jong-un and I have a lot in common.
Do you really?
Educationally.
Educationally?
Yeah. We went to same school, but two different school.
Oh, like?
In U.S. and in Korea.
Oh?
Yeah, he's a UW, University of Washington alumni.
Really?
Yeah, I had my PhD and master there.
Right.
And he went to Yonsei University.
Uh-huh. And you did your undergraduate
there? Yeah, that's
where I graduated. Yeah. That's... What are the odds of that?
Exactly.
That's unusual.
I've never...
I was underwhelmed when you said we went to the same school. So I'm thinking, oh, we went to the same 경기 고등학교 or like... But no.
No. Two different universities.
That is quite... Ooh, I would already feel a connection.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Crossing Did you ever borders. Meet him?
No.
No.
Never. But we, UW students, some years ago, we used to talk about him.
Oh,
you know,
I see.
Yeah, you know, who are some of the most favorite,
the
UW
alumni from
alumni,
Korea.
Especially in entertainment business.
Entertainment.
Yeah, Park Jong-un was always...
He was the first one.
First person.
That
yeah.
comes to your
yeah.
mind.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And he'll be missed, and hopefully, I mean, it doesn't really mean anything at this moment,
yeah.
at this point, because it's so posthumous. But we hope that a lot of people kind of revisit his music, because at least he left that for us, right? For better or for worse.
This is not punchline, but I really want him rest in peace.
Yes.
Because, I mean, I know he struggled.
I
know he
so.
Desperately tried to come back, but he was in vain.
Yeah.
I mean, he was in a lot of despair, personally,
yeah.
musically, artistically. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I guess the only consolation at this point was apparently it was pretty sudden and kind of unknown that he was even sick or it was going to happen and symptomless, not like long dragged out years
no.
of suffering. I don't know. There's no great way to go. But in any case, we really want to kind of honor him here today with our part two. Wonderful songs going on. And our last song that we're going to listen to also round out the end of our show is Park Jong-un's 그대 내 품에?
Yeah, this, well, 그대 내 품에, you would normally think of
Yujeha.
But yeah, this different song.
It's a different song.
Different song. And it wasn't, so he kind of passed his first prime.
Okay.
오늘 같은 밤에 먼 훗날에.
Right, those
he was trying
pinnacles of his career.
Yeah, he was trying to come back.
So this is a later song.
Later song. And the song was composed by Yoon Jung-shin.
Wow.
Yeah. At the time, he was not considered as a writer.
Mm.
Well,
he was
always a singer-songwriter, but he was not a composer who wrote...
For other people.
Other people.
Right.
But this was probably one of the most significant songwriter career breakthrough for Yoon Jung-shin as well. Yeah.
My goodness.
It's a beautiful song.
So even Yoon Jong-shin has something to be grateful to Park Jong-un about.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Because these days, we all know Yoon Jong-shin, one of the most coveted songwriters or lyricists, but here Park Jong-un was giving him a chance. I love it.
Give me the song.
Well, thank you so much, Youngdae, for a wonderful discussion of things new and old, but that will both be remembered. Hope you have a great week.
Thank you.
Taking us out, Park Jong-un. 그대 내 품에, you in my arms. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow.